more on the Republican campaign and John McCain's choice for running mate, Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. Dan Schnur is with us again. He was McCain's communications director back in 2000. He now teaches at USC here in Los Angeles. Hi, Dan.
Hey, how are you, Madeline?
Fine, thanks. Well, we spoke last on Friday when Sarah Palin was first introduced. Since then, some potentially damaging news has come out. Of course, her daughter's pregnancy, her shifting support for federal earmarks, and the bridge to nowhere. How are you feeling today on Tuesday? Are you as enthusiastic?
Well, I hope that the response that I offered on Friday was more analysis than advocacy. I guess what I would say a few days later is there's still a lot of open questions about Sarah Palin. And as we talked about on Friday, Senator McCain took a big risk in naming someone so unknown to the ticket in hopes of accomplishing what appeared to be two political objectives. One, he was clearly looking to rally the party's conservative base, and it seems that he has done that. Second, he's hoping to reach out, use her to help reach out to some of Senator Clinton's supporters and other working-class voters. I think it is still an open question whether these revelations help, hurt, or don't matter in that regard.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what we're hearing from the convention, though, is there's a lot of support for his choice, that people are rallying around the choice, at least at the convention and among the party faithful. And so from that perspective, has it achieved at least one of those objectives, which is rallying the base?
There's no question it has achieved that first objective. McCain, even though he's been gradually shoring up support among conservatives, that support to a large degree seemed very dutiful, and now there is much more enthusiasm, it seems, both gauged by what's going on in St. Paul, but also by his fundraising and organizing efforts. But the real key as to whether Sarah Palin was the right choice or not is how he reaches out to those working class swing voters, or more accurately, how she helps him do it. Neither Senator McCain himself, or for that matter, Senator Obama, has been particularly successful in reaching these voters the way Senator Clinton did in the spring. I think just as Barack Obama selected Joe Biden in part because of Biden's ability to talk to this key voting bloc, that was one of the main considerations for Senator McCain's selection. But it's really only been 3 or 4 days since she was selected, and I think it's worth giving it at least a week to figure out whether it was the pick was a smart one or not.
Mm-hmm. Well, how does McCain then counter the idea out there that this was kind of a reckless decision and not a great window into his decision-making ability? How does he say to America, look, I can make good decisions, and this wasn't a reckless choice?
Well, it's almost a cliche. I take that back. It is a cliche that the selection of a running mate tells us more about the candidate who makes the selection than about the running mate, him or herself. And what McCain's advisors are working very, very hard to do is make it clear that just because the process was private, if not secret, that doesn't mean it was hasty. The downside of a secret process is it robs voters and the media a chance to do some vetting. Had Sarah Palin been on the national political scene for 5, 10, 15 years, we'd know a lot more about her now rather than forming our opinions on a real-time basis. Similarly, had her name surfaced as a more traditional type of trial balloon earlier this summer, once again, we wouldn't be learning so much about her this quickly.
You are an expert in communication strategy. If you were on the McCain campaign today, what would you tell the candidate in terms of framing this issue to convince voters, A, that this was not a reckless decision, and B, it wasn't a cynical decision in order to garner votes and not really thinking ahead to her ability to run the country should something happen to McCain?
They're doing the best to make their case for her. The one casualty has been their effort to frame her as a reformer, ironically, in the McCain mold. And that's not to say that people have decided that she is not a true reformer, but because of this other information that's become public, that part of her political persona has been largely obscured. Even as voters sift through what they think about these more personal revelations, McCain and Palin have to figure out how to get this discussion back on the aspects of her biography they want to be emphasizing. Sounds like he was particularly taken by her reputation as a reformer in Alaska, taking on the entrenched Republican Party interests up there. And once again, there's no indication that voters have decided that that's not accurate. They just haven't paid much attention to that yet because there's so much other information about her on other fronts that's coming public.
Dan, it's good to talk to you again.
Good talking to you, too.
That's Republican political strategist Dan Schnur.
You know, I want to tell people that you've got a post up, Madeline, at our blog on this story. We're really interested to know what people think. It's npr.org/daydreaming. Read Madeline. Leave your own comment. Day-to-Day continues.